Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. Another chance we have to speak the word of God as he speaks from the heart. See, the Lord, whenever he gives revelation, you know what I'm going to say. It comes from the heart. The Lord loves us. You know, all of his word works together to protect our lives. The Lord sees things that we can't see. I like to put it this way. I used to say the Lord has a bird's eye view. He can see you. He can see what's around the corner, what's behind the house. He can see the thieves. He can see the people that's going to bless you. But the bird's eye view wasn't good enough. I realized something else. The Lord can see opportunities. He can see choices. He can see situations, because he can see through time. And if he can get us to be focused on him fast enough, he can bless us to make the perfect choices, the more perfect choices, so that we can learn who he is, so he can help us even more, and we'll gather opportunities that we were on track to lose. Now, the last broadcast, the Lord had me talking about focus. And I was sharing about how some of my experiences in life with pastors. And God loved these pastors. And he wanted to be a blessing. He wanted to be a blessing to all of his people. Did you know the Lord will build the church if you allow him to? He would give me dreams of what would happen if pastors would follow him, follow his lead, and obey him. But most of the time, they would follow their traditions, whatever they approved, whatever they thought was best, in the name of the Lord. See, people don't follow. I'm not saying that they were following the devil. They were following the word. They thought that they were following the word. But the Holy Spirit knows that we know in part. And sometimes people think, well, it's okay. If they're in fear, for instance, anytime you're in fear, Satan is involved, because he has something to take advantage of. You made the choice to remain in fear. So now he's involved in the ministry. He's attached to it through your fear or your worry or your doubt or unbelief or whatever it is. Those things attach Satan in some form or fashion. And to get people back to focus, the Lord will send a fresh word to help people understand, so people can know what to do. The only way we know God is through his word. The only way we see him is through hearing the word of God. The only way we see him is through hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. We have a visual through hearing his word and receiving it in our heart. So when I say your eye is single, you're looking at the Lord. It's not literal, because no man has ever seen God as he is. We've seen Jesus, which means we've seen the Father, but not literally. But when you hear his word and his word is in you, you have a word picture of who he, you know his expectations, you know his logic, you know what he would say, you know his wisdom, you know his comfort, you know things because you've heard his word. Now, some things that you need in life, unless the Lord trained you, you didn't pick it up in seminary school. And some things you just haven't gotten to yet. And the enemy knows how to change your focus. He uses distractions, problems, pressures of life. You know, he tried to pressure you into not doing God's word. And he don't want it to remain disobedience by deception. He wants your heart to harden so that you'll get into a form of rebellion. And then he can point at you and say, look at what he's doing, and accuse you before your Father. Now back in the day when the Lord would show me these things, I knew that if they follow God, the Lord would correct the details. See, the Lord didn't call me to be the pastor of the church. I was an apostle. The Lord was training me and helping me. The Lord is not wasteful. He was training me. I dedicated myself to be obedient to him. And he used me. He sent me to be a blessing, to help his people grow and go forward. Because you can't see the enemy, and you don't always know what the enemy is up to. And they didn't either. God loves his people. So the insight that he gave me, the thing that will solve the most problems if he could get his people on board to follow him and dedicate themselves to following his lead. They were already word people. They heard the word of God all the time. They put in with the word, but the Lord wanted them to do something greater that they never seen before. He was going to take them beyond what they were used to. Not me. He was. He was going to train them how to follow him. And when people learn how to follow God, they become unlimited. And I said in the last broadcast, sometimes the Lord puts a team together. He sent the right people that would have followed them into victory. But because they didn't go there, he had to scatter them and do it a different way. It's not personal, but obedience has to match time, or it becomes disobedience. If you don't start being obedient, then it turns into something else entirely. Obedience requires a time frame. You have to start doing what God said to do. You have to start choosing the right thing. You have to start making literal choices after you know better. Now, and I made mention that I gave an example of the pressures of life. I left off the last broadcast, and I want to pick up there. Children see their parents, and they pattern their life after their parents. That's what they know for a fact. Whatever they learn from their parents, it's like soup. They eat it all. If they see something in their parents that they don't like, they vow that they're not going to do it. But under pressure, they will. Unless they receive God's word and learn his word with skill in place of what they saw their parents do. So I made mention of how I've heard it with my own ears. There would be people who, they saw their parents fuss and fight, and they say, well, I'm not going to get married. I'm just going to, their parents got divorced. So they're afraid of divorce and they fear it. They're just going to shack up. Now they're in sin. Now the parents didn't intend for that to happen, but that's what happens. See, in James it says, every evil work follows envy and strife. So the easy way to do it, if you get rid of the envy and strife, you get rid of every evil work that's going to follow it. If parents would live the love of 1 Peter, the whole book, the first chapter of 1 Peter is the pattern that we live by. If Christian couples will govern themselves accordingly, and instead of getting mad at your spouse, get rid of the strife. Learn how to communicate. The Holy Spirit, through the pastor, if the pastor's following God, will show them how to do it. Most pastors are traditional. They're going to do it their way. Sorry. Even word pastors. But the ones that lend their ear to the Lord will give them what they need. When the Lord comes to them speaking, they won't harden their heart and do it that way. People need different things at different times. Every audience, they need different aspects of ministry. So now when I minister, I'm ministering as an apostle, not the pastor. When I'm teaching, I teach things according to the audience. The pastors are designed to show people how to overcome in this life and help people mature. From there, God will call them to be whatever he wants them to be. And then every pastor, the Lord sends them people within the church to do necessary functions. You know, apostles have to go to church too. Teachers, some people can be, they can put in place to be a blessing to people. You have ministers that have the Lord trained them for specific things, and they can function within the church and without the church to grow the body of Christ in unique ways. But people traditionalize everything, and the pastor has other people there to help him. But most pastors try to do all the preaching. They try, you know, some of them must do the Sunday school, then they turn around and preach. You got people there to help you. You're going to burn out. If you follow the Holy Spirit, he'll show you not only how to capture the opportunities you have to help the people grow strong, but some people have different aspects of ministry, and he'll show you who to put where. If the Holy Spirit's building the church, it's going to do right. But if you're doing it like you saw the bishop do it, you're going to have his success. But if you let the Lord train you, you're going to have God's success. It's which one do you want? It's in your best interest to do it God's way, because he thinks of everything. Now, I'm using this for an example. The fighting couple that always get in a fuss match every Sunday, and then they go to church and worship God and confuse their children so bad that their children don't want to go back. You can't have it both ways. Either you're going to follow God or you're not. If you're going to follow God today and do it your way tomorrow, and follow God again and do it your way tomorrow, you're going to confuse your children. They're going to think it's all right. You are their soup, the good and the bad. They eat it all and get in their heart. And the only way they'll survive it is if they receive the word in their heart and change and grow themselves and stop looking at you and start looking to Jesus. And that's very hard to do because they have a habit system. Children's habit systems are developed, especially the young years. But if they saw the people, I never saw my parents fuss and argue and fight. So I was looking forward to getting married. Because they didn't do that. They didn't shout at each other. When I went to school, I could concentrate on my lesson if I wanted to. Now, and I didn't. When I went to trade school, I was more of a student than when I was in elementary school. In high school, I became a little bit more mature, so I would do my lesson better. But I wasn't the best student because I wasn't interested. But the thing with me was I was not distracted by my parents because I was blessed to have good parents. So I know what a good home can do. Now, my mom taught me the word, but my dad, he felt like I got it when he preached. And he didn't talk much. But the Lord, I wanted more. I wanted knowledge. But so when I started asking the Lord questions, I started learning things. And when the Lord helped me conquer some things, I really started learning. So you can grow. If you're distracted by the world, it's hard to learn. And the Lord can show you how to kill your problems. Just like the Israel was supposed to drive out the Canaanites. You can drive out every influence of Satan if you want to. And the Lord has trained you how to do it. You have the authority. And when you do these things, it works. And the Lord was going to train people in his love so that they could drive out the Philistines and the Canaanites and the Amalekites right out of their life. All the strife, all the envy. See, parents, The children see what happens in the home. The strife comes usually outside the home. Because when you go to work on the average job, you're working so that you can take care of the family you love and pay for the house you bought so that you can have a happy home. But the devil works on the outside. And you put in, you do the job well. You seek to do it right. The preachers say work is under God. You obey, you're trying to obey that principle. And then the bosses hire their friends or people of their own race. All kind of situations happen. You know, these are factors. And they don't treat you right. Some people are blessed to have a good boss. And they do treat them right. And they don't have that problem. But their spouse might have that problem. Here's another factor. They're working a job they really don't like. They'd rather be doing something else, but they didn't get the education for it. And now they have so many responsibilities. They're trying to raise young children. They feel like they can't go back to school to get into the job that they love. So they got to work a job they don't like, and they do it in a grumpy way. Or you may have the job you love, and you work with people whose heart is not in it, and they aggravate you. There's so many ways to be aggravated as an adult in the work field. All the frustrations of life, they can be so overwhelming to people. And they're designed that way by Satan to do exactly what he's trying to do. People that love God, they love God. And they want to, they want to do right. And so the Lord has to, Satan has to change their focus in order to get their children off track. And that's why we need church. But we need church to be a church. We need the pastors to be strong leaders. And we need them to know God. See, only the people who know God are going to do the exploits. They're going to do the greater works. If the Lord build a house, it's going to stand. That's the way it's going to be done. If people don't get on track and stay and get focused, then you can miss an opportunity. I've seen the Lord send the right people that were trainable. They wanted to do the right thing. But when pastors got off focus, it didn't work and they scattered them. And I know it sounds harsh, but that's exactly what the Lord showed me. And it's important. So when the Lord sent people, we have to hear them. In Luke chapter 10, verse 16, it says, "He that heareth you, heareth me. He that despises you, despises me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me." That's a fact. You don't always have the luxury of only being blessed. There's no scripture said you can only be blessed by certain preachers. That's something that man did on his own. The Lord will send you what you need. He'll send you the people he needs. And he is going to help you train. He's going to work through you to train them the way he needs them to be trained. And that's the way it works. But there are so many distractions out there. Now, we were talking about how on the job site, people are not ready for what they're going to face sometimes. But the Word of God can help you, can help train you. There are so many injustices out there in so many ways and fashions. It's designed to create strife in the home, but the Word of God can help you help a family overcome it. I'm using this for an example to show you that a pastor that follows God can get people back in focus and on track. Even the Word of God can do it. But we need pastors to do these things. You defeat the devil you defeat Satan's satanic activity in people with the love of God. And you kill it on two fronts. You love them. They're going to do you wrong. They're not going to promote you right. They're not going to pay you right. But you love them anyway, and you believe God for what you need, and He'll bless you beyond the job. And you keep doing what's right, and even though people do you wrong, you love them. And then when you go home, you love your family. And just like you get aggravated on your job, so does your spouse on his or hers, you know. And so when that happens, they learn to love, you learn to love, the children are looking up to you, and they learn to love people that are in opposition against them. Then the wisdom of God will make up the difference. And you live in a pure life, you love people that need you to love them. See, your boss need to be saved if he's not, or if she's not. And the people that work there need to be saved. And if you love them in spite of all the evil that's going on, the co-workers are going to get mad at you because you love the boss. And you train them. No, this is God's way. This is the way we do it. We love them anyway. And when they're going to have problems, and you're going to help them heal their problems. And you become the light in the room. You representing God to everybody through your love, your relentless love. And then perfect love drives out fear. So when you get rid of fear, you detach Satan from the situation. You see where I'm going? Now, everybody around you, they're going to see a representation of the Lord, and they're going to begin to know better. And they'll stop letting the enemy play them, and they'll stop being played. So that's what we're after. Anytime people that love God, they have, you know, they're Christian people, they have a heart to love God. With His wisdom, they can overcome the world. But we all need training to do that. We have the desire because we have a brand new spirit when we believe on Jesus Christ. And the enemy is afraid that we will represent him and live a life that trains. He's afraid of us living a life that provides the example of the knowledge of God to others. So when a pastor loves the people of God, and he loves the Father's will, and God has his ear, then he'll receive God's counsel and all the seven manifested spirits of the Holy Spirit, because there's one Holy Spirit, but he manifests himself according to Isaiah 11. The seven spirits of God mentioned in Revelation as well. When things like that are in place, and the Lord is continually building the church, He'll continually send the people who want to hear. There are people who don't want to know God, but there are people that do want to know God. And the Lord will wake them up and send them to, He'll cause them to come to the ministry. He'll cause them to hear and come. He'll build the church. And when you're faithful with that, with the people that love Him, you have a team in place. And people will follow God if the pastor follows God. Or if they don't have it in their heart to follow God, they'll leave. But because the Lord's going to build the church, things will be arranged properly. And children who have Christian parents, if the parents train in the Lord and learn the ways of God, their life will be better, and they'll live a life that inspires their children to have the right desires to do the same thing. Satan is desperately afraid of all the things I'm saying. He's afraid of a church that operates according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He is terribly afraid of it. So he works hard and long to get parents in some form of discord. In fact, a lot of Christian people think it's normal to fuss and fight. They don't even challenge it like they should. Now, that's not the problem in every marriage. Not saying that at all. I'm just using this for an example to show you how over time things can heal. if things are in place. Because I've seen the Lord have champions in place. All they needed was a pastor to do to follow God, and they would have followed God. Now I know that they were champions because the Lord told me. They were a team that would have obeyed God, and things would have been in place. They were willing to learn whatever God wanted to share with them, and they would have done a remarkable work. And I even saw it. I saw the finished product because God showed me a vision of what would happen if they obeyed. But they did it that way. And they weren't doing sin. They just did things that way in the whole. And you can't have both. You're gonna have to do it God's way, or not do it God's way. So with things in place, if the Holy Spirit would have put things in place, and if they would have followed His guidance by their faith, it would have worked. Every aspect of ministry is definitely by faith. Not one part of it is not by faith. We live by our faith. If we live according to the word of God, we're living by faith. We love people. We don't know what they're going to do. We don't know whether they'll keep rejecting God or whether they'll get saved. But we love them as a standard by faith. We love them in the living name of Jesus. And we mean it. It's sincere love. So when that's in place, when we live unfeigned love, true love, we love our boss, we love our co-workers, we live the standard of God, we raise the standard in the workplace, and then at home, eventually the strife will leave. If the bosses get saved and they follow God, they'll learn how to manage, they'll learn how to manage people, they'll learn how to be a blessing. The strife will, when they get rid of strife on the work site, people will respect them, and people will go home better off. And they won't have anything to complain about when they get home. Marriages will be saved, and children will be inspired to do right. And that's what we're after. And that's what Satan is afraid of. Now, every evil work follows envy and strife. Let's look at it this way. What follows love and faith? You know, with the word of God, you don't have a disadvantage. You're able to do things that no man can do on his own. You're capable of so much more. So many men of God are saying the same things now about how we have much greater capabilities than what we used to. Now, my pastor, his vision is, he has a vision of his ministry, and it's this. Changing families that change the world. See, when the family structure is strong, when they live according to the word of God, they provide hope for their children. Remember, we all bear fruit after our kind. Whatever we are, that's the kind of fruit we're going to bear. See, when you compromise, there's a convenient side to compromise. Compromise doesn't appear evil. When you allow strife in your home, then the part that looks good about allowing strife in your home, you don't have to fight. You don't have to do warfare. You just let things happen. And whoever's frustrated, they shout at the other one like they have no feelings. And then we have to fight the works of darkness. We love the people, but we say something against the evil. And you have to do spiritual warfare. And you don't have to wait for something to happen to begin doing spiritual warfare. First of all, you submit your life to God. You decide, I'm going to love everybody no matter how they love me. I'm going to love them. And then you train in the wisdom of God, and you tell Satan that he can't tamper with your family. and you pray for your coworkers. You pray for your boss sincerely. You pray for the president. Now, God says pray for your leaders. It didn't say you have to like them. It said pray for them. And we love everybody. We may not like what they do, but it's not personal. We love them because God loves them. They're making wrong choices that affect us. But just like we love our boss, that's not always right, we love them too. We love the presidents and leaders, the mayors. We try to vote for the best one or whoever God put in our heart. And they're under a challenge. Satan's trying to drive them nuts. He's trying to get them to make the worst choices. He's trying to get them in forms of compromise. And see, from a certain point of view, evil things don't always look evil. They may think they're doing the greater good or the lesser evil or whatever. And they make choices thinking it's okay. And it affects you wrong. But you love them in spite of it. Sincerely. And then you tell Satan that he can't work in their life. And you pray for God to guide them and cause them to make the right decision. See, now you're activating God. You're subject to him. You're putting Satan, you're moving Satan out of the way, and you're activating God in the earth. But tradition, you know, many Christians, they pray for the president if they like him. They don't pray, and they'll hate, they take liberty to hate the one that, if they didn't vote for him, they feel like they got a right to hate the other one. God didn't give us a right to hate anybody. Not even our boss, not even the people that's doing you wrong. If they can breathe air, we love them.